So it's a good chazara. So basically, the Mishnah we're saying about from Sakam. Basically, Mishnah says the Pesach is Nishvat in three groups, because the Shaftu also called Kahal Adas Yisrael. So Kahal is 10, Adas is 10, Yisrael is 10. We have 30 people. Okay. So one question is, what's the whole idea? Right, you have the Dafka after the three groups. Okay. You have them all gather into the Azara, you close the doors, and you do the whole system. And then again, and then again. So what's that idea? And then secondly, the Gemara has a suffix. What are these three groups? Is it three groups simultaneously, which means 30 people? Or is it three separate groups, 10, 10, 10? Right? And therefore, since we don't know, so we do it three groups of 30. 30, 30, 30. This way, in case you say you need three groups, we have three groups. In case you say it means you need to have 30, so then we have 30 each time. Right? Okay. Then you get to the other thing about the 50, but we'll get to the 50 after. Okay? So the question was, what's the one, our goal ultimately would be nice to understand what's this whole inyan of these groups, right? What's the whole inyan of all these groups? But for starters, we thought we could try to define them at the chakira. Does it have to be v'basa achas or v'zachar? Right? So we said, as a first step, is that what is the din of Kal Adas Yisrael? Right? 30. Is it pshat that normally, oh, one thing we, okay, sorry, one first step we think is that the Pesach is, like the Rambam says, the karban yachid, which is kein karban siva. We said what that means is the karban yachid, the bialim are yachidah. Each baal or each group or whatever is the baal. Not like a karban tzibur of, which is like the karban tamid is owned by the tzibur. The baal ha-karban is kali, so we all chip in through Masa HaShekel. This is a karban yachid. But it's kein karban tzibur, means it's like it's nishchat by the tzibur. It's nekrav. We all do our individual karbanos together. And that's the inyan of all going to Azara. You close the doors, you have an assembly line, they come out and do it, you sing halal together. It's like it's so it's like it's individual karbanos that we all do, which are all done together. Okay? Fine. Now it's telling you, so that you would have just said a minyan. Here you just say a minyan. So you got 10 guys, do the thing, and if you only had 10, then do it. But you can't do it with only 10, you need 30. And you need three groups. Right, so he said one way to learn it is like the Torah demands like an uber minyan, an uber Klal Yisrael, so to speak. Normally, 10 is a minyan, 10 represents 10 is the tzibor, but it demands like a thorough representation of the tzibor, not just a basic representation of the tzibor, but you need a triplicate representation of the tzibor. So you have to have like a souped up tzibor. So what's a souped up tzibor? Three tens. Three tens together, though. It's a big tzibur. Right? And that's the chiddush, according to one way. V'basachas. It means normally, when it is 10, here there's a gzeirus hakasa that you need a super tzibur. And a super tzibur is a threefold tzibur. And that's the gavra of Asiyas HaPesach. Who does the Pesach? The threefold tzibur. It's a bigger gavra. It's not just the yachid, it's not just the tzibur does it. Like a minion, it's a minion in the tzibor davens. We daven at the tzibor, we're the gavra of the tzvila. Now the gavra here is the super tzibor, namely 30 people. That's exercise gossip. We don't know why, but that's the why. Okay. Or you say no. There's no new gavra marker of Navra, maybe. The gavra is whatever, it's Klal Yisrael, the gavra Klal Yisrael is always, it's a minion. But the Maisa Havas HaPesa is done in three shifts. It's not a din that there's a super gavra. It's the maisa has to be done. How does Klal Yisrael do the Pesach? You think just do it all at one time? You need three maisim. Klal Yisrael has to do it in three shifts. Each shift is going to have a representation of Klal Yisrael, otherwise it's going to be chidim. You need 10 in each shift. You don't have 30 in each shift. You just put the maisa akravas haPesach is nechlak into three. So is the three a din in the Maisa Grovas HaPesach that it's three groups? Or is the din in the Gavra that it's a triple group? Right? Now again, either of these we don't quite have any insight into what's this whole inyan. right? We're just kind of defining what are the what is the halacha within each of the ways. So the question is like, what's the whole idea here, right? Of either of these things, you know, it's like definitions, but it's like not very insightful. Like, what's I mean, in general, you have kaisos, then you have a minion, is then. 10, like in the Rav said, 10 is a microcosm of Klal Yisrael somehow, or it's like a miniature version of Klal Yisrael, representation of Klal Yisrael. So what's this whole Indian? Either of them are hard. It's hard to understand the idea of the bigger super minion. It's hard to understand the idea that it's brought in three shifts. Well, what's that? Why is it brought in three shifts? And even if you have only 100 people and there's plenty of room to bring 100 people, you still have to bring in three shifts. Like, why? That's just a custom. Klal Yisrael, I get it. But what's the idea of doing it in three shifts, right? So I'll read you this, the Meiri. Rabbi Weiss found this. He says, maybe helps a little bit. He says, you have three groups, right? One group, then the other group, then the other group, three shifts. Stam ha-dvarim, erov ha-maya, ha-isa. Stam, the thing is, because of all the crowd, the tumult, something like that. Sheberov am, because of all the people, erov zachim, and all the psachim, the rova maisa, and all the maisa, and all the shritas, loya ef shalasos kolon gechad, they're not going to be able to do it all as one. Right? Af bishem shachtim kolon vasachas kasher, so kasher, mekal makom kachay, say they know. This is the same. The filu hayu hatzibur muatim bosasham, ef shalasa kol kachas barvacha, even if the tzibur is really small and you're able to do it with plenty of space, mekal makom kachu mitzvah. Right? And he explains. Yeah. It sounds like he's learning. I don't know if you have to say this, but that the reason why it's three groups is like a practical reason. Fit everyone calls, so that's like the proper way to do it. And it's almost like a low plug if you will. If the Torah took that idea. In general, you're not gonna have to fit in one shot. It's not really reasonable to fit in one shot in general. So the Torah set up that you do it in three shots. Right? In three shots. But that once that's the way it's set up, it's like it didn't say, well, it depends. Until you do it in one, and if you need over space, then you do two, and if you need more, then you do three. It just set up, this is the fixed setting. Right? That's what he seems to be saying. Yeah, okay, so as I was saying, I'm thinking similar to this, that it's not, it's really is a myth, like, by the source, also called Kahal, Adas, Israel. It's like very wordy. It's like everyone, all the words for congregation are being used, you know? So it's like, it's really meant to be, it's similar to, as I'm saying, it's like Hakel, but it's meant to be like everyone in Klal Yisrael is here, is doing it, right? Now, it's not always reasonable. Every single person in Klal Yisrael does this, and there's tomatoes, there's chachoka, there's whatever. Not everyone's shechting it. Some people have a representative shochet for the tavura, whatever. But point is this is not just like a min. Like, yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, a min is like a representation of the tzibur. They're representatives, a delegation, so to speak, of Klal Yisrael. But like 10 people, it's just 10 people. This carbon is not just any like one small smidgen of Klal Yisrael. It's really meant to be all of Klal Yisrael. This is like Pesach is like as you're saying. It's like a defining feature of Klal Yisrael. We emerged as an Am through the Hakavas of Pesach, removal of Zara. This is like the national carbon that all Klal Yisrael brings, and we're all chayev to do it. We are all chayev to do it. It's chayev karis if you don't bring it on purpose, right? And the Hakravas HaPesach is set up that it has to reflect that quality. It can't just be brought like another garment or just like get a minion. Let's carry the minion and let's do it. It's like it has to reflect the quality in the Hakrava itself. It has to be a Hakrava of Klal Yisrael. So that doesn't mean every single individual. It has that halacha fight. It doesn't mean every single individual has to be there, otherwise it doesn't work. But it has to be the halachic structure of Hakrovas HaPesach was altered in a way that demands that it reflects the concept that this is a carbon of the nation as a whole. And one way to do that is by demanding a super tzibur. You're not just being sufficing with your basic representation of the two. Most basic way you represent two boards by time. You need to have you duplicate that. And again, it's like you're muchzuk in your two boards. Now that they could have demanded 100 two boards, 1,000, or whatever. But since three of them, it's reflecting the fact that we're going more than just the two boards. We're mashalish in two boards. So it's like it's creating a super tzibor to reflect the fact that this carbon is really a carbon of the tzibor as a whole, and you can't do it in a mere tzibor. You're not allowed to do it in a mere tzibor. You have to have an uber tzibor in order to do it. That's why, remember, even if you have three groups according to this way, each one has to have three. You can't just have 10 people shachta, you know?
Well, that's only because we're not sure.
No, answer, but assuming that the 30 is the right one, if you end up doing a second shift, yeah, you have to make sure that one has 30 also. You can't just do 30, 10, 10.
Oh, you're only explaining one side right now?
Yeah, I'm only explaining one side. Explain the side who holds that you do it in an uber tzibor.
Like the maisa itself. Maisa.
Right. Well, the gavra, the maisa. Yeah, it's like it's a hakrava of an uber tzibor. Gavra becomes. There's one, it's a hakrava of. The maisa shchita sepesach is done by an uber tzibor. Because
each specific.
Well, you close the doors. I mean, they're mitzvah because by the fact you close the door of the mikdash and you all have an assembly line and you sing hallel, but it becomes a group, a klal yisrael, like a communal akravas hakarbon. And a communal akravas hakarbon means minimally it has to have three minyanim. Right? You close the doors, they all stuff in. But I'm explaining the basach hashita that it becomes an uber gavra. The maisa is done by an uber gavra, by a souped up tzibor, by something which brings to mind the quality of the entire Klal Yisrael. Kaladas Yisrael, all which walks of Klal Yisrael, everyone. Now then, it didn't demand every single individual, you can have halacha like that, and sometimes they're tame, but the structure of the hakrava has to be reflect that. But that's not zecher zeh, because then that's three separate hakravas. I'm saying, this is basachas, is that the hakrava, the gavra of hakrava is Klal Yisrael, and that's reflected through the fact that the entity is Kaladas Yisrael, the triplicate minion. Like, you know, the pasuk says, this matter is said like you three psukim in the Torah. Malchus, three psukim in the Torah. Shofar, so it shows it's like, it's all over. You know, like three is like a pattern, which reflects like, you know, in theory you'd have many minyan, many, more than that, more than three groups of ten. But there's the requirement is three. When you have three of it, that like that's enough to reflect the multitude. Yeah. So for the other side, maybe just to go on a path a little bit like what Ezra's trying, but also to incorporate the Meiri. Maybe it's saying is like when you have something, right, which is like we have something which is like a massive event. So you have like multiple shows. Multiple shifts. Right? That's just the way you, like, in terms of urban planning or whatever. Like, you can't just have one showing of the concert either. Because it's like, and there's a massive crowd, the big crowds. So, Pesach is designed to be like a mass event. Right? And it's structured to be a mass event. Namely, there's three shifts. Why are there three shifts? Because the Chicago show is not going to all fit into those at one time. So, it's like, in general, So it's structured to Haladas Yisrael. It's like because it's designed to be a mass event, so therefore the tsura of the struct, it reflects, the fact that it's done in three shifts reflects, whoa, they must be expecting a big crowd, you know? It's like at the rally when you see all the ropes around or whatever. It's like the way an event is structured is indicative of the nature of the event. So it's structured as a three-shift event is itself reflective of the fact that it's a carbon for all Klal Yisrael. Now, it happens to be this year Klal Yisrael small. Okay, fine. That's just an accident. But it's a three-shift event because the Pesach should be a massive event with all Klal Yisrael. Maybe this year there's a small amount because whatever. They're not here. They're this, they're that. It's a small group. They got whatever. But the point is that it's the structure of three shifts points to the fact that it's a massive event. Because that's generally, no, why would you ever do something in three shifts? Just do it in one shift. But that's why, because it's a massive thing. So if you make a concert again, like if you make a concert and let's say there are three dates in the same city, you're like, whoa, they must be expecting a lot of people. Why would you have them come for 3 days in the same city? Just put them all in one. Oh, big. So it's not just because practically, it's based on the practical, but it's the practical is why three shifts indicates or reflects that it's then at the carbon of the whole tzibur. So they're all saying that the hakrava has to reflect the tzibur, Klal Yisrael as a whole. But is it through an uber super gavra that the hakrava it must be brought by a super gavra, or is it through the fact that it's a triplicate maisa, right? That it's done in shifts. They're both trying to accomplish the same thing: is to have the structure, the halachic structure, to reflect the quality of the tzibur. Of Klal Yisrael as a whole, but it could do it through the gavra, the super gavra, or through the maisa being a maisa done in shift. But both of them are different roots at bringing, reflecting at structure, the structure of the hakravas of Pesach, bringing to mind the fact or reflecting the fact that it's a hakravas tzibur. And that's what they weren't sure which one it was. They know the Torah demanded one, called Das Yisrael. Somehow, there's one of them that it demanded, and they didn't know which one. So because of that, it turns out, before we get to the final part of the Gemara, you need three shifts of 30 each. Because if they said that it's 30, so you can't shecht it with only 10, because the gavra has to be 30. But if you want the Torah dafka wanted shift, then you can't just do 30. You have to do another shift and another shift. Then you have to do this. Ultimately, because of the suffix, you're going to have to do three shifts of 30, which is 90. Barring the shortcut, where there's a gimmick that could get you a 50, which we'll get to. I think that like the 30th floating kite, so both of these things are like creations to bring to mind a certain idea. It's not like you just have 30 people around and you say, wow, look at all the kites. It's like the requirement of 30 brings to mind Kahal HaDas Yisrael. And it's like reflecting that we're not sufficing with the minyan. And that demand is like, if it was structured that way, then you're saying is, it brings to mind the quality of all of Klal Yisrael through the structure of demanding a Uber Tzibur. But if that's not the way it was structured, then you happen to have 30 people. Again, you don't just say when we have 30 people at Mincha, whatever, you say, whoa, look at all of Klal Yisrael. It doesn't, it's more, it could be structured that way if the halacha so, structures it to bring that to mind. But otherwise, it's not going to. So the question is, what did the Torah is creating some halachic structure to reflect that? And you have to follow the halachic, system. Otherwise, it's not going to work. So the question is, whichever one the Torah did, that's what you're going to have to stick to. So, okay, so moving on. So now the question is, what about if you don't have 90 people, right? So the Gemara says, in theory, you could do 50, right? In theory, you could do 50. You could get away with 50. Because what do? Not right. So you have 30 go in. Then you have, after the 30 do it, 10 leave and 10 new guys come in. And then 10 leave and 10 new guys come in. And this way, in each group, you end up having 30. Right? So the question we asked is, why can't you just have 5 leave and 5 new guys come in? Or 1 leave and 1 new guy come in? Like, I understand you don't have 30. And obviously, you can't have the same 30 shefting it multiple times. Right, so you're gonna have to have someone who's shafting it. So you're gonna have at least one new guy. But why do you need 10 leave and 10 new each time? Why not just have less than that? Yeah. So let me read some Iri here. Okay, these are two different things. First thing he says that you have 30, 10, 10, right? 30, 30, 30, and 10 switch in and out, right? And he says less than 50 is Eiyafshar Sheina Nechnasim Pachos Me'asara. Right, because otherwise you're not going to have. If you have less than 50, you're going to have less than 10 entering. Okay, but he doesn't explain at this point why you need 10 entering, but he's clearly saying, which is kind of the killer, in the fact, you need 10 new guys entering. Right, each shift has to have 10 new ones. So you have 30 originally, and if you don't have 10 new ones each time, then it's going to have to be 50. Right, umeal tekoshi plusim mechamishim ein shofnos lebekidosel bekas achas yotzma. So if you don't have 50, less than 50, then you just do one cut, and then you'll be up. So whatever, that's what you have to do. Now listen to this. We come on Yesh Mefarshim. We thought of this. Shekol Sheyesh Ba'achas Mishloshim Ein Tzarech Lacheros Ela Ba'asara Asara. If you have 30 the first time, then the other ones could be just 10 each. Shariim Iker Diyakam Iker Bishloshim Hariyesh Shloshim Bekas Achas. Because if you really say you need 30, so you have 30. Vim Iker Diyak Bechilok Shalosh Kitos Hariyesh Kan Shalosh Kitos B'tzir Fashlam Shalosh Asara. So you have 30, 10, 10. So if it's 3 groups, you have 3 tens. And if it's 30, then you have 30. Right? Not barring that idea that we learned, they said that we deduced from Rashi that you can't do it with less than 30. But maybe not. Maybe you just need to have 30. So you have 30. So you yotze, according to that side, you yotze. Now you have 10. You have 10. Okay. So then why does it say that 10 go out? Right? The problem is the Gemara, he's trying to interpret this in the Gemara. The Gemara says 50. It says you do 30, then 10 go out. Right? That's what I said. Hamshin Sagan, the Aili Tlasin V'Avdi, V'Aili Asara, Ten Kam, V'Nafki Asara, and Ten Go Out, Aili Asara, V'Nafki Asara. Why is anybody going out? Why does anybody have to leave? Just say of 30, and then get 10 more, and then get 10 more. Why are they leaving? Alone Rodaitam Nafki Asara, Ella Shetzara Sheyetsu Hashloshim Harishonim, O Asarme. In theory, you could have just had 30. And then 10 new guys come in, and then 10 new guys come in. Right? So, according to him, you really just need 10 in each time. So, why does that talk about leaving? If you say that you need to have 30 each time, 30, 30, 30, then I understand why you have to have 10 guys leave and 10 new guys come in. Right? And they replace them. But if it's just 30, 10, 10, why is anybody leaving? Just get 10 and 10. Maybe. So he says, you have to have the 30 guys, the first 30 leave, or at least 10 of them have to leave. Shem lo yatsu, because if they don't go out, even if the 30 stay and 10 new guys come, it's not clear that there are three groups. It just looks like you're adding on to the original group. You're saying it has to be clear that there are three groups. So if you have 30 people to do it, and then you open the doors and 10 more come in, and then the doors and 10 more come in, it doesn't look like three groups. It just looks like one group, and it got bigger, and it got bigger. Mm-hmm. Right? It's the same group. Right. But if you have the 30 leave, and then 10, and then 10, or even if 10 of them leave, and then 10 new guys come, and then 10 of them leave, and then new guys come, it's like reconstituting the group. Right? So he's saying that in the side that holds you just need 30, 10, 10. But I think you could say the same thing if you say Arwa. You say you need 30, 30, 30. Right? Because our question is, why can you have 30 people, one guy leaves and one guy comes? Right? Or five guys leave and five guys come. Mm-hmm. So you could say, well, that looks like it's the same old group. Basically, you had a group of 30, and you just had one guy left, you replaced one guy. Or you replaced five guys. What?
The minimum amount of
it. Yeah, right. The minimum amount of it is 10. So if you have, or even 30 is comprised of three tens. So if you have 30 and 10 of them leave and 10 new ones come in, then you've sufficiently switched up your original group. So you'll say now it's a new group. It's like reconstituted. If you replace individuals, that's not a new group. But if you replace a minion, one of the three tens, then you could say now that's a new group. It's reconstituted. You need to reconstitute the group. And again, if 30 was 30, if it weren't three tens, but just 30 then it wouldn't work. But since 30 is really Kala Das Yisrael, it's three tens. So if 10 of them leave and then 10 come back, then different ones come in, now you could say that it's a different group. It's a new group. Right, because you've got a significantly different chunk, significantly different kahal in there, right? But if you get the right, so I don't know why the Miri, he didn't quite explain it on this one. He explained it if you say it the other way, but I mean, I think it's the same point, right? And I think it's good because it's muchach is what matters. You're saying it's like the structure has to reflect the fact that this is done in three shifts, three separate shifts, three separate groups. It's not just that you're doing it, and then you make room for more guys. That's just the latecomers you're squeezing in. That's not three shifts. Three shifts has to really be, some people leave. People don't leave. You don't have enough people leaving. That's not a new shift. That's just squeezing in more people. But the structure has to be three separate shifts, three separate akrovas of asa. So then you need to leave and you need to replace. But that's a good question. I think it's Stanislav. It's Shatu. So I'll call it Joel. You have to have 30 people shafting. Presumably means a group of 30 are shafting. So how could it help you to have 10 guys leave and 10 guys come back? But they don't tell you to come back. You're only having 10 of the 30 who are shafting. That's not a group of 30 people shafting. Shaftu also, called Valdastra. Shaftu also. So they're not shafting it. They're just standing there. And they're not doing anything. They already shafted their person. So how are they mitzaref to the group of 30 shaftim? Right? You'd think the group has to be a group of actors. Because you're just saying, look, if 10 of them are acting and the other ones are just there, then they somehow they contribute. But what is there? What does that do? What is their presence? Is there a phenomenon of watching the Hagavas of the Pesach or, you know, being in the Hagavas of Pesach? I mean, I know there's Shira going on, and maybe they're listening to the Shira or whatever, but I don't know. Strange, right?
Yeah.
Is it only the Levim singing? Presumably, right?
Yeah, no. Other people can play instruments.
Yeah.
They can't sing. Israel?
Yeah.
I think we can only play instruments.
Karu es ahalo. And Gamru shanu es ahalo. Rashi say karu es ahalo. Of kol kidos koi. I don't know. But I mean, we have to answer that question. But it's a good find by Rabbi Weiss for this Miri. Miri, you know, the Rambam says, Karim Holzman, Shehen, Shochtim, Makrivim, Karim Halavim, Asahala. Just the Levium, which are reading it. So, I mean, the other people are mamash just going to be standing there. Yeah. Maybe. Ken's saying maybe if you have 50, maybe they'll, you don't quite finishing processing the guys who are still remaining there. You let 10 in, 10 finish. 10 is finish those 10, finish processing those 10, let them go out. New 10 come in and they start shafting while they're finishing up the processing of these other guys. So it's like they're still involved in it. I would say, so as I'm saying, is it should have said that. It does say, the Rambam does say, Kol chamishem nechlasim betchila shloshim v'shochatem. Yotzin asara v'nechlasim asara. The chosim yotzin asara v'nechlasim asara. But he doesn't say, nechlas v'shloshim v'shochatem u'makrivim u'mapshitin u'mi whatever. It sounds like the plain reading is you do 30 of them shaft, 10 of them leave, 30 of them shaft it, then 10 of them leave, and then more come in. Doesn't sound like the whole, I mean, that's what he says. He's saying he means shoftim, he means you do the whole process. That's what I'm trying to say. Is like maybe you say, like, when you have a minion, so you have 10 people, you have a minion, 6 people davening and 4 people standing up. So you say, tzibur is davening, and as long as you have a significant amount of it davening, you can say the tzibur is davening. Now, normally we think of it as rov. 6 is rov. But maybe the idea is you need a significant amount. So in 10, a significant amount is 6. But maybe in 30, a significant amount is 10. So as long as 10 of them are doing it, you say the group is shafting. Now the other 20 aren't. The fact they're outnumbering it, you know, like you don't need rov. For example, if you have 30 people in your minion, you don't say you need 16 of them to be davening. You say the other people don't hurt, and now I didn't say you don't need the 30, they'll might well more it. But still, it could be you have a group of 30, and as long as a significant representation of the group is shafting, then they 10. To say the group is shafting, now they're part of the group, they're all part of the group, and a big chunk of them are shafting.
Unless you have 100 people.
So you have to have this Ubered Tzibur, and this Ubered Tzibur has to be shafting. So now, as long as 10 of them are shafting, you have them all there, so you have the Ubered Tzibur, and a significant number of them are shafting, so you'll say, my Ubered Tzibur is shafting. Not every single individual has to shaft. Could be of the 30 people who get in there. I don't know. Maybe one person is getting tired and another guy shafts for him or whatever. But the point is, like, they're all in there and all their pass and they're, the group is shafting. I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, these are the facts. It's hard to, you know, I'm not sure. Good question, but I don't know. Let's see if that is a question.
There are a lot of
a few different ways to go. I mean, it's a good question, but I don't love any of the ways, but there's a few different ways to go. So let's leave it. Okay, but it's kind of interesting, just the idea of the main ideas. Right? I think it helped a little bit. First we had the definition of the Maisa and the Gavra, right? And then we ended up having an idea about the all of Tzibor and kind of saw two different ways of doing it. Well, I feel like it was helpful. If you just sat back and just tried to define it, I don't know, maybe you would have come to that idea of all of Israel. But It's like when you have a halachic expression of it, it kind of gives you more teeth and more grounding to start, you know. So it feels like you're speculating a lot. Also, you feel like you want to warm up an area before you start speculating. And it's once you get into the halachic definitions, like you exhaust the like rigorous definitions. And then you see if it suddenly opens up, you know. So it feels like, you know, more natural. Speculate at the end. You know, if you say as much as you could say the definitions, and then it's a little more speculative, you know.
Right.
But it doesn't sound too speculative, a little bit, but it's, you know, good. The mirror is helpful also. Have a good yontif, everybody. I guess this is it for this time.